Friends, I begin with a question. Have you received gifts from God? As you look back over your life, do you see that there may have been times and special ways in which God supplied for you in a very personal way? Now, I invite you to think about those gifts that God gives to his people. Now, why did he give them to you? You know, he didn't give you gifts so that you would be wealthy or famous or prominent or important in the ways of this world. No, God's gifts were for a more significant purpose than that. You see, even when God blesses us with material things, whether we think of the ordinary way in which God supplies us with the necessities of life, or if we think of even special times when God has intervened on our behalf and provided blessing of a material sort for the care of our lives, that was not just about physical survival. Even God's material gifts to his people are given with the intention that they should bring about some spiritual benefit. What we discover as we look at the word is that God's gifts are focused on life and living. And of course, we sometimes have a very narrow interpretation of what life is. But as we read the scriptures, you see, we learn that life is not just our mere mortal existence, that we are physically alive, but that life is a growing in the direction of the purpose for which God created human beings, that they might be his people in communion with him, and that they might, in his name and on his behalf, be living out faithfulness on this earth. A faithfulness that reflects his own nature and purposes for his people. God's gifts are focused on living. On living life as he intends it to be lived. And so we need to reflect on the gifts that God has given to us and how the Lord intends that we as individuals may apply those gifts to that purpose of living life as the Lord intends. And of course, then when we come together in Christian community, we pool together those gifts that God has given to us to use them in ways that in fact multiply their benefits. And so you see, as Jesus concluded his ministry, he made promises to his disciples about gifts that God would supply for their needs. Gifts that God would give them in order to enable and equip them to do the very things that he was charging them with, that of sharing good news in the world. And that would first begin with each one of them growing in grace Ted read for us this morning that passage from Galatians, which talks about the fruit of the Spirit. That is, as Paul lists them, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the things, you see, that are to emerge, that are to become visible through the gifts that God gives. And life in faith is a challenge because God does not always hand things to his people fully developed. He gives to them by way of gift, skills, opportunities, time, interest, ability, to allow them to conduct their lives in such a way that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control may emerge, may become visible. They aren't just handed to us as completed things that we just say, okay, that's it. But God chooses to work for our benefit and for the benefit of others through providing gifts to his people, that when they are rightly applied and appropriately developed, lead to those consequences. And one measure of how we are doing at using the gifts that God has entrusted to us is to measure the fruit of the Spirit that has emerged. It's interesting that Paul concludes that passage by saying, let us not become conceited, competing against one another or envying one another. You know, sometimes in life we look around and we say, well, I wish I had what so-and-so had. I wish I had their gifts. I wish I had whatever. And sometimes, in fact, we even resent other people's attainments and accomplishments. And this calls us to remember that God has given us his gifts to be cultivated and exercised in such a way that we grow in grace, we grow in fullness of life, that we grow in the attributes that God desires his people to have. And that then together, as fellow believers, we pool our gifts and their benefits and use them that the purposes and intentions of Christ's ministry may be continued in the world, that good news may be shared, that works of compassion may be undertaken in the name of Christ, and that our gifts will, in whatever way, small or large, contribute to that accomplishment. The gifts of the Spirit, when rightly understood and recognized and utilized, always produce beneficial results. They may not be earth-shattering in their dimensions, but in the eyes of God, when rightly used, his gifts are always to be a benefit, both to the one to whom he has directly given them and to others, because God's gifts are not given just for our own benefit, but that through our lives, others may benefit from them as well. Now, sometimes God works his purposes in very dramatic ways. Just a few Sundays ago, we were celebrating Pentecost, the outpouring of the Spirit, the fulfillment of the promise that Jesus had made to his disciples, that he would be with them and that he would supply for them what they needed. And those were dramatic times. Unusual experiences, both for the disciples and for those who observed them. And they were amazed. And they were astounded, and their attention was drawn to what God was doing. And the book of the Acts records the result, that as a consequence of those times and of the testimony of God's people, that significant numbers of people were added to the community of faith. And part of that came through the very dramatic ways in which God chose to act in that time and place. Of course, the reality is that God does not always work in such dramatic ways. He may, of course. And we need to have minds and hearts open to see God's hand at work in powerful and dramatic ways. And when we pray, we need not sort of diminish our petitions to God because we're somehow trying to make it easier for him to respond, because the Lord is the Almighty One and can do for the blessing of his people and the world what he chooses. But most ordinarily, the Lord's work is accomplished in small, almost sometimes private acts of compassion and care and hospitality and generosity that both shape the life of the person who is exercising those gifts and those who come in contact with them. And so we are to be a people who realize that God's gifts lead to life. Our life, the deepening of our life, the recovery in our lives more and more of what life is intended by God to be, and also that his gifts lead to life for others, life that is of the character of God's desire. And so that is our blessing. It's also our challenge. It is our blessing that God gives great and wondrous gifts to his people. It is our challenge to recognize why he has given those gifts, not to confuse them as something that is for us some sort of reward for being good, but to see them as God's entrusting us with opportunity to use his gifts for his glory. And then, with his help, by the leading of his Spirit, to work that out in our lives and through our community of faith. And in so doing, our lives benefit and deepen. And so do the lives of others who may, by the grace of God, come to know God's life and hope in Jesus Christ through the ways that we exercise gifts that he has entrusted to us. And always this is to be lived out in a spirit of love and compassion. If you look sometime at Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, in the 12th chapter he talks about the spiritual gifts that God has bestowed on his people. And then 1 Corinthians 13, that passage about love, which is the reminder of how God's gifts are to be appreciated and shared. And so may we be a people who know that God is at work in his world. May we be a people who know and appreciate the gifts that God has given to us. And may we be a people who receive them with desire that his gifts may accomplish their purpose of leading to life. And of course, in the scriptures, life is never just about 70 or whatever. But life is about eternal communion with God. So, I leave this before you. To take time to reflect on God's gifts, to contemplate how he intends that you should use them, and how his name may be praised now and forevermore. This, friends, is good news for us. Thanks be to God.